Physical Resources Committee met, update about the ag room and the weight room project. Is there anything much to report there at this point?
Well, that actually was a board agenda item as well.
Right.
And the board did vote to move forward on the project. We're still seeking and hoping for donations in support of the project, particularly for the fitting out of the interior, you know, weight room supplies, equipment and supplies, and ag laboratory equipment and so forth.
Are you going to have a fund drive? Or
There has been a fund drive ongoing.
All right.
The Sports Boosters and FFA alumni have been conducting a fundraising effort.
Do you have any idea what your goal is or what you would need to properly equip the room?
Originally, the fundraising was intended to pay for the building and was targeted at $500,000. The shift now, because we did get some donation from those organizations, about $60,000, I think. We've had about $10,000 from other sources, so a total of about $70,000 contributed so far, but the bulk of that got used to actually purchase materials for the construction, so we only have about $10,000 of it left to pay for the finish out inside. And we kind of a rough estimate would be maybe $50,000 to complete that.
And will the money you raised take care of the construction? Because you said $500,000.
Well, the money now that we're going to use for the construction is from the 1% countywide sales tax.
So you're going to use school funds for it?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have a site? Is this going to be on one of the campuses in the district?
It's at the high school.
It's at the high school
location.
Okay.
It'll be a standalone building on the open lots at the high school complex.
So do you expect it to cost around $500,000?
That's a rough estimate.
Rough estimate.
We haven't gone out to bid yet to find out for sure.
Is there a goal to try to get this done maybe by the following, obviously not next school year, but
We are trying to get it.
You are trying to get it for next
school year.
Okay. Sounds like fundraising is going pretty well, though, for it.
So mm-hmm. It's just taken a long time for us to find a way clear to move forward on it.
What will be some of the things that law prefer the ag? I mean, a weight room is pretty obvious what a weight room would encompass, but as far as the ag
students.
Yeah,
it's a weight room and cardio facility for our primarily for physical education classes,
mm-hmm.
because folks who know our facilities here in Monmouth are our sports facilities, the football and baseball fields are on the edge of town, and our building is in the middle of town. So, you know, we don't have access to our athletic facilities for PE. So we kind of have limited resources, facilities available for our physical education program. So this would not only be available after hours for athletes, but during the school day for PE classes. On the ag side, it would be a combination classroom and laboratory, and the intent being to kind of move into the science side of agriculture. So depending on the resources available to purchase equipment will kind of guide what we're able to do there.
Mm-hmm. And so you'd have to be proud to start construction in this summer to get that up in time.
The goal will be to have the shell of the building up by mid-June. And then our plan is to have some high school students signed up for an extra credit summer class on building trades and to have them participate in the finishing out of the interior, the drywalling and those types of things. And then have, you know, the rest, the HVAC and mm-hmm. electrician work and so forth done as a phase three. So phase one, to have the shell up. The goal is by June 15, have the students come in and do their work for about 6 weeks to the end of July, and then have the contractors come back to do the finishing out by August 15.